Preston and Steve Fun Size.
You know, I assume it's a nice sunrise today, but I can't tell because our windows are frozen and there's nothing but ice across them, which you don't see very often.
No.
Here. I don't ever remember the windows being iced over like that. Maybe they have in the past.
Yeah, they have been, but it's very rarely. Very rarely. And so you're starting to see where the sun is coming up, starting to melt a little bit in the center parts of the glass. It's wild.
It's going to be a clear day today. Yeah. It's going to be bright, but it's going to be really, really cold. And it started that drop yesterday. I went out. I forgot. I went by to pick up my son. He spent the night at a friend's house. And where I was picking up, I went inside and they're like, is it really cold out yet? And I was like, and this was at like, I don't know, 10:30, 11 a.m. I'm like, no, actually really.
It was nice.
Really nice.
I was walking the dog a little bit out, around the yard, the neighborhood, and the whole thing just quickly in the morning. And I go, well, is this thing even going to show up? Then later on, Preston.
Yeah, like 3 or 4.
About 3 or 4, I asked Alexa what the temperature was outside. Mm-hmm. And it said, it's why, Steve, it's 40 degrees. And so I put on my 40 degree outfit and I go out walking and the wind was... I could feel the temperature dropping. Wow. And I was like, with the dog and I are basically like running around the blocks to get back home. It was brutal.
Yeah. I had stepped out later in the evening last night for just a little bit. What I wanted to do was I wanted to get my... So I warm up my car. I've got a remote start.
Yeah.
But I make sure that if it's going to be cold like this, I'll go out and put the heated seat on.
Right, you have to.
Temperature way up. Put the fan ready to go. So when I start it, it'll be warm when I get in. And I stepped out for just a couple of minutes. And I came back in and my pants were freezing cold. And that's not normal. And God bless you. If you got to work out today outside today.
Yeah.
I really hope you got plenty of, layers.
Like, I feel
wear.
Bad for the Flag Force people, like when there's like road construction or something going on and you just have the people that stand there with the stop
in one
sign
spot
and the slow sign.
Yeah, they're not moving
they're
around.
They're not moving around.
Yeah. Any construction like that, any people that do stuff like that, I mean, they get the worst of it. We say the same thing in the dead of summer.
Right.
When there's a heat wave. I think I can handle the hassle of a heat wave more than I can this brutally biting cold. Man.
Yeah, I think it's harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just sucks. Here's two things that happen. It sucks the energy out of me, and it makes me incredibly hungry.
Makes you hungry?
Yeah. When I get very cold, I get hungry.
Okay. It is kind of an excuse to eat more.
Yeah. An excuse I don't acquiesce to.
Well, and you're inside. You know what I mean? You're probably sitting in your house looking at your kitchen.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Well, this chair's made of Oreos. Yeah.
By the way, Chuck D'Amico, I'm really happy for him. He's our assistant program director here. He builds an ice rink in his backyard every year. Yeah. And
he's waiting for this temperature.
Waiting for this, yeah. And he has sort of perfected it. It's big, but, not like... It's not the size of a normal ice rink.
It's not regulation, but it's pretty freaking big.
Yeah. So when he gets weather like this, it's going to, even though it's going to get a little bit warmer later on in the week, the weather today will help keep that ice for a little bit longer, don't you think?
Yeah. We've had some brutal winter. I think last year it was around the time, this time last year, we had like 8 days where it was just brutally cold. I have the heat running in the house and the whole thing, obviously, but you can just feel it. You can just sense that you're going out. It's going to be a mofo.
The coldest I ever remember being is, and it was a really abnormally cold day in the late 80s, November.
Yeah.
Right. And so it just didn't make any sense for it to be as cold as it was. And my brother had a championship football game that day. And it was so impossibly cold.
Was the actual air temperature cold, or were you just cold?
All of it. All of it. And so that they played for, it was the Folsom Falcons against the Ridley Park Parkers, and I think Ridley Park ended up winning like 7-0 because it was just
go Parkers.
Yeah, so they played at Sun Valley High School, and I just remember everybody being so bundled up, and even that wasn't doing it.
If you're moved, like for example, again, I go out and I hike every day. And if you're moving and you keep going and you're going to warm up, you'll be okay. Mm-hmm. I remember one time where I was hiking and It got away from me, and I got back home, and I had some mild frostbite on my toes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, man. Because there comes a point at which you start to, and people don't realize this, you start to numb up.
Yeah.
And you lose your perception of just how
sure.
cold you are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the? And I remember, like, my feet have never been itchier. Like, when you come in, it becomes like...
Oh, yeah. Like the thawing out process.
Oh, my God. And it was just horrific. So people have to deal with, like, real deal. There've been a series of avalanches out west. You know, people have to deal with real full-blown frostbite and all that stuff. It's horrific.
Have you ever known anyone who's had... like, because if you do get, you know, straight-up frostbite...
Yeah.
And you put water on there, it can bubble up and blister.
A burn.
Yeah,
a friend of mine had that.
It's essentially what it is, I think. Frostbite is kind of a burn.
You can get my dad had it on his face, and his blistered as well, but not from putting water on it. And he didn't realize we were actually in Vermont. We were at Jay Peak skiing. And
was it the same thing he lost?
And we were completely, it was freezing. I remember it was the last day that we were there on vacation, and the rest of my family kind of called it, you know, a week, and my dad and I were like, let's go out for a few more runs before we leave. We were leaving that day, mm-hmm. and it was freezing, and we came in, and mm-hmm. we had bundled everything up, and he just had like a small strip, I guess, of his cheek that was exposed, and it was white and had bubbled up.
Wow.
Got like, I think a little bit on the tip of his nose too.
While we're talking about it, can someone show me how to do the scarf properly?
Where's your scarf?
All right, go grab that. Steve's going to go to his scarf because apparently he doesn't know how to wear it.
No, all of my gear that I have is, I have some good, like there's a place called the Warming Store in Manayunk, and it comes up, the stuff I have is all electric, or, you know, if it gets brutally cold and it comes up high. This, the coat that I have is lower, but I've always wanted to put on a scarf properly.
Grab his, all right.
It's under my,
Marissa's
no,
got.
No, it's, I'll get it.
it's in his special scarf place.
Nick, what's the temp of like Jack Frost Big Boulder right now?
Oh, you know, it was good skiing this weekend, Case. I'll look it up. But they didn't have to make snow for the first time. I think they actually got some snow. Oh, they got a lot of snow.
Yeah, they got the snow that we were kind of supposed to see the end of.
Yeah, exactly. So they some of the places in the Poconos got like a foot. So they had been making snow all winter, and this was the first weekend where they did not have to make any.
Speaking of making snow, you know, my kids have the day off. I was going to text my wife and tell them to do the boiling water thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely cold enough for that, right? Where you can go out and throw it up in the air and it turns into snow.
Dude, I did it last night in the house, and it was not the same effect.
You got to go outside.
No, the cats all went scattering.
Yeah. All right, wait, you're making your first mistake.
What am I doing?
Don't put your jacket on first.
All right, so Steve has started to put his coat on, and Kathy is jumping in.
Was that the big mistake?
Well, it's part of the mistake, I think.
Right. Yeah, I bet she's right.
So let me see your scarf. Let me see how
it's a flyer scarf.
You may have to take your headphones off to show us your wrap.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, this is easy. I'm going to give you two options.
Let him show how he does it first.
I know what he does. I've seen him do it.
All right. So he's putting it up. Oh, what are you doing? He's tying it like an old cartoon like would if you had a toothache.
So I would.
Where you tie it around your chin and over your head.
Look at him.
Shut up.
Oh, see, yeah, no, that's wrong.
I never do scarves.
Don't
Come
put
here.
It over the front.
What am I, a fancy
right, well,
boy?
Let Kathy.
No,
right.
I would say put it over the front first. But
how do you
have
it?
To even it out.
Show me.
Get the middle of the scarf.
Can you tie his shoes for him too, Kathy?
Yeah, right. Okay, so you want to get the put the middle around your mouth.
Around the mouth.
And
okay,
then
so she's starting.
So both ends come forward, and look, now you got extra coverage.
There you go. She
then
just
you
fixed
put
the problem.
Your jacket on and zip up.
No, I thought it had to be in the back. Like Superman, like you would, you know.
No.
Like
you're
saying that when I put my coat on, it'll hold it in place.
It's going to hold it in place.
Because I see people raise their scarves up and lower them, and I'm saying, how can they do that?
All right,
so if I do this.
He's putting his coat on now.
Have a cool, it's very cool.
Put your thumb through
it's
there.
An electric coat, by the way. It's
can
got
you some help?
No, what? Please. I've been putting on my coat for 10 years.
He has to put it on the ground upside down.
Yeah.
Stick his hands in. And
are your mittens attached to the end of the sleeves? Or?
So, okay, Kathy. And then I know this is a life skill I should have acquired.
No. You know what? A lot of guys don't, if you don't wear scarves, they don't know how to wrap them around.
I've never worn a scarf.
I don't like scarves.
My wife wears scarves all the time, and I'm like, she looks really toasty.
Too constricting for you, Case?
They just don't, they don't stay where they're supposed to stay.
It digs into his penis.
Yes.
There's a, there's another way you could wear it too. I wouldn't suggest it with the Flyers.
Canadian grip?
No, but like if you're, you know, going somewhere a little more fancy,
Steve,
you know, to eat or something. There you go.
You got it now. Got it? That's it.
Hey, well, look at you, kid. I'm pretty proud of myself. I would say this. This makes sense. I put it on once after the coat.
Yep.
Kathy nailed it in the first few seconds. I had no. Did you all know this, or did someone have to?
I don't do it that way, but I've never had a real problem with mine. I start with it around the back, and I'd offset it, but I just wrap it around twice.
You do?
Know what I mean? Yeah, so I'd have to show
what's
you.
Is that European style?
No, it's the Preston style. It's all the rage.
So you do, like, I can do this.
There you
and
go.
I'm good.
See?
Yeah. Speaking of scarves, can I have a question? Ask a question?
Yeah.
Burberry.
Yeah. What's
like
the point?
Why?
It's just
why are those
name.
$1,000?
It's just the name. It's the name and the print.
When we were in London, we went by a Burberry store, and I go to my wife. I go, "Oh, Burberry, I know that name." And she goes, "Yeah." She goes, "You know those scarves that cost like $500-$600?" She's like, "That's who makes them.
Are they cashmere?"
I'm not sure. I've never had one.
But it's that brownish print, brownish plaid print that looks really cool with the stripe of red in it.
Yep.
It's a neat pattern, but. It's insanely expensive.
Seriously,
it's one of those things.
I got mine in a Flyers swag bag.
Yeah, yours was free.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's the name and the print, and if somebody's wearing it, you know what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so. It's a little too much for a scarf.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just do, can, all right.
They're
question,
knockoffs.
Can you do knockoffs?
Sure.
And just spell
and
it.
Nobody will know.
Call it Burberry, but just spell it differently.
Well, it's just there are people that make that print. It's just not as nice, you know?
Yeah, that's what they say. But anyway, I like Steve's Flyers scarf, which he's putting now on.
He's practicing. You got
yep,
it.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
I like it.
There you go.
That's my
You'll need it today, man. The wind is absolutely brutal. So, and wind chills, by the way. I think -8 degrees.
Yeah, below zero.
Ten I heard. So if you're out and about, if my torso is warm, mm-hmm. I'm warm. My torso and then also my chin and neck. If that's warm, I'm okay. People will say, oh, you know, the head, if my head is exposed, it's not that bad, even though my head is shaved. But in that general area, if I'm warm, then I feel good.
Today's kind of a different story, though, with that biting wind.
I am I'm not a ski mask person. Are you guys?
No.
I'm a Mardi Gras mask person.
Well, that's cool, and they are fashionable.
Not as protective, though.
I find ski masks to be, I get too hot when they're on. Like, they're constricting. I end up sweating, and they're sort of, like, counterintuitive.
What do they call the, because I have the thing, is it's not baklava, because it's a delightful dessert.
Balaclava?
Balaclava. So I have one of those. Where you can, it allows the flow of air in and out of your mouth and nose.
See, that's the part that I don't like.
It comes up around, keeps my eyes exposed.
Okay.
And so I'll wear shades over that. But that keeps everything open and breathing without giving you that constricted feeling there.
The longer you wear a ski mask, the more you start to smell your breath and everything, and I don't really care for that.
Well, it gets wet around the mouth area.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what I don't care
about. That's why this one that Steve has is good. There's a little ventilation.
Have you seen the ones, Kathy, that it's also a little bit, it's sort of like a harder grid on it?
Yeah.
Casey, were you watching?
Yeah, there's holes.
Do those help?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep. I used to wear those when snowboarding. Sorry, go ahead.
No. In the Chiefs game yesterday, it was outdoors. It was really cold. And a lot of players had, like Tom Brady had some kind of balaclava on.
Yeah.
But his whole face was exposed.
Yeah, so basically it just covers your neck and your chin, you know, up to your chin, your ears and everything.
That's
like
that. That's a Slovakia.
Right. Yeah.
A Slovakia?
Yeah. I like, in fact, I have a couple of those. I have one that I bought for if I ever want to ride my bike in the cold. I actually used it when we were at the Camp Out for Hunger. And then I got another one that's just more just for outdoorsy type stuff.
Gloves almost never work for me. It's very strange because I'll wear gloves with fingers if I need to be dexterous. And my fingers will always get numb and cold.
You are saying.
But if I wear mittens, then my hands sweat from being too hot.
Then get ones like this. They're like little.
No, like Mr. Spock.
Yeah.
So you can be like a
penguin.
Yeah.
Kind of like a mitten.
No, I hate gloves. Unless you have they. I've seen them marketing them now. The ones that are the heated gloves that are thinner, because a lot of times they'll give you these big ski gloves where you can't do anything with those gloves on.
Yep.
So a lot of times what I do is I drop down to just getting, like, I'll put heated pads. In they're not fingerless, but they're halfway along the fingers,
mm-hmm.
and that those are exposed. So I have a heating,
okay.
So I can kind of hold my hands like this,
right?
Tuck my hands in, warm up, and then when I need to do things, my fingers are extended. But they have never really perfected a warm glove. I agree 1,000%.
Hunter's gloves are pretty good too, because you can remove the
finger for the trigger,
right?
Yeah,
and maybe the thumb too.
What about isotoners? Remember when those?
What about Fonzie gloves where the thumbs come up?
Wait, isotoners?
Yeah. Remember those?
Yeah.
Dan Marino.
Yeah. Protect the hands that protect you. Yeah.
Wait, did he endorse that?
Oh yeah, not only did he endorse it, but he would buy them for all of his offensive linemen.
That's
so
right.
He could protect the hands that protect.
Hey man,
the
thanks a lot for these. You're very generous with your gloves.
Uh-huh. And we've talked in the past, but Freaky Freezies or Freezy Freakies.
Freezy Freakies.
Yes. Yeah, I think I had the Freaky Freezies.
Well, I think they're back. Somebody, Kathy, did you say that they're back? They brought the Freezy Freakies back?
I don't know.
What are Freezy Freakies? I'm forgetting this conversation.
They change. There are images that show up, Steve, when it gets super cold out. So,
is it Christ?
It's not Christ. No, it'd be like Transformers and crap.
Oh, okay.
No, it was never Transformers. It was like
snowflakes.
A rocket ship.
Oh.
Or like a rainbow.
Mine were snowflakes.
Yeah.
Okay. Going back to the scarf thing here, somebody wants to point out that in Scooby-Doo, the bad guys wear scarves.
Ooh, Steve.
However, during the 80s, you know, all the yuppies, they wore scarves.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe we're coming back around to that time where the bad people wear scarves.
Well,
I'm not really sure.
If this has done just one thing, at least I learned how to put on a scarf.
Very good. All right, I'm glad we had this. So, obviously, the weather is a concern today. If you are indeed working outdoors, number one, we feel for you. Number two, hopefully you took the proper precautions. And number three, I hope that somebody who has to be outside for the majority of the day gets some sort of a break today, or at least maybe they don't work on days like today. I mean, I can understand cold and you got to be outside, but when the wind is as severe as it is and it's almost Arctic conditions,
well,
I would hope that you don't have to work.
Well, today is obviously, so it's Martin Luther King Day, so that's part of it. I came in and I noticed that the workers who are gutting the front of the building here, they weren't working. I assume that's because it's a holiday and not because of the cold. But I the same way you would give, like, people who work up on roofs during the summer, during a heat wave, the day off, I assume you do likewise for the... You're talking about exposure conditions.
Yeah, hope so.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.